Turtle Brunch.
Did you eat a lot of paint chips when you were a kid?
With your hosts, Matt Moore and Matt Mastromano.
Hey, gruesome doozum!
Gruesome doozum!
Featuring Massachusetts metal and punk.
There's lyrics about hell, demons, and doom. What if I told you it's all real?
And brutal takes on music, movies, food, sports, and more.
What do any of you know about being brutal?
WMFO Measure.
So the loonies are outside in the real world, and here we are with the keys to the loony bin, boys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Brutal Brunch here on WMFO 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org, broadcasting from Medford. Matt and Matt are here with you for our special year-end edition of Brutal Brunch, and therefore all the music we play is stuff that came out this year. And you just heard Rob Zombie, the clean version that I had to shell out for, so I didn't spend my time cleaning that one up.
Fantastic.
Everybody's effing in a UFO from the Electric Warlock and Witch Satanic Orgy Celebration Dispenser album that dropped at the beginning of the year. I remember when I first played that song on the station, the DJ ahead of me heard me because it was the song I opened the show with, and yeah, he was loving it.
I can't imagine why.
So yeah, if you want to call in and make a request, have any questions, anything of that nature, numbers are 855-915-WMFO, it's 855-915-9636, or 781-350-3264. We're also on the Twitters, Boxman37,
Snoo Dude 7, a truly brutal morning.
It is a brutal morning.
Oh my gosh.
You got in here ready to go, like a minute left in that song.
Ugh.
All right, so we will, like I said, be playing music, punk and metal, from the state of Massachusetts that came out this year. Some of the bigger songs or bands that had like some big developments. Some people signed to some pretty big record deals, record labels, I should say. Some songs that came out with some interesting backstories. And we will be getting into those. And then we'll also be recapping the year in metal, go over some year-end lists that have been put out. It's been a pretty terrible year, which we'll kind of dive into. I was just like scrolling through the CNN, kind of like
recap
of things that happened over the year. And so depressing.
Yeah, don't do that.
And then, of course, we will talk about one non kind of year interview thing, but it did just happen this past week, but it was Total Nonstop Deletion.
Unbelievable.
Which might be the greatest wrestling event to ever take place.
I've been exposing it to a lot of people, too. I've been like, you have to watch this. It's so ridiculous. But it's hard to explain. It's like wrestling jazz. It's like, it's not about the moves they do. It's about what they're not doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is a beautiful masterpiece from the mind of one broken Matt Hardy.
Oh, my God.
All right. So, should we jump back into the music now?
Yes.
All right. So, before we get... Well, I mean, again, this is a brand new song. It's not part of our necessarily our year recap. But some brand new stuff from the band Red Ledger. It was kind of a big deal that people... Very highly anticipated album in the kind of local punk scene. Before we do that, actually, Matt, you could talk real quick. Last night, you hosted your annual Christmas celebration.
I hosted the annual Christmas celebration. It's been ongoing. I like to trace it all the way back to 2004, where we had a small get-together in my dorm room. It's been going on ever since. We did it at the Dockside in Malden. A lot of confusion at the beginning, which made me a little sad because they were getting sent over to the other Dockside. Other than that, pretty amazing event. I kind of remember getting home and I woke up and Nitro was on, so I'm like, that makes sense. That's a thing I would do when I got home, is put on Monday Nitro and just watch that from 2000. Like fantastic Christmas party. I'm very rough shape this morning, very sick, very ill, but glad to see everybody come out. And obviously Matt came out and then ran all the way home to Melrose from Malden, just jogged all the way back like an absolute monster in the coldest, rainiest weather. It was good to see everybody come out and played a little shuffleboard. Not shuffleboard. Ice hockey.
Air hockey.
Shuffle puck. Air hockey.
So, yeah. It was a good time. Good time had by everyone.
Yeah.
And despite your condition, you will have this week in metal history.
I do have this week in metal history, which I want you people to listen to because it's excellent this week.
We'll be back after a few songs with that. And Red Ledger, and the song is very fitting. It is New England Winters Part 2. Part 1 was on the previous album.
So speaking of that,
yes.
I listened to August Burns Red Christmas album. It's very good.
It's fantastic.
Good. Yeah, it's fantastic.
And they would actually fit in with the previous show. Sounds pretty good. Yeah. Darnley, that is a August Burns Red, a Christian metalcore band.
Very good.
People should check that out. There's only one song, I think, on that album that has any vocals. I think Rudolph.
It's Rudolph.
Yeah. Everything else is instrumental. But yeah. Yes, fantastic Christmas album. And we will be back next week, next Sunday, Christmas morning.
We will.
Spinning some great holiday tunes. But again, this is a brand new Red Ledger. The only brand new song we'll be playing today before we jump into our 2016 recap. New England Winters Part 2 off their new album, The Greatest Neighborhood This Side of Heaven. And you are listening to Brutal Brunch on WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org.
Lost in Cause it's not what I'm used to. It's what I'm trying to afford. Faces change, shades of blue. It's another big break, not another mistake. In the end, there's nothing you can do. Cause it's just like you said, we're two voices shouting to the void. The battles from summer fall out by December. Please just remember, you say to me, moving forward is way more important than happiness. Ignorance lost in a memory. 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 Memory.
I'll be just as happy waking up in a snowbank. I'll be just as happy waking up in a snowbank.
Welcome back to Brewer Brunch here on... Whoa, that was almost high. All right, welcome back to Brewer Brunch on WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. Matt has found a vocal technique that he can actually do now, and unlike the pig squeal. We have that, like...
The yuck
very,
noise.
Very common deathcore now, too.
The deathcore yuck noise.
The yuck noise. But that was Killswitch Engage with Strength of the Mind off their latest album, Incarnate, which came out earlier this year. And that set that we played, we kicked things off with brand new Red Ledger. That was New England Winners Part 2 off The Greatest Neighborhood This Side of Heaven. Then we had the rebranded Fathom Farewell. No longer, this is what happened, one of the developments of 2016. They are no longer a Fathom Farewell. They are just Fathom Farewell. And that was their song Decomposition, basically about environmental destruction. And they dedicated that song to, at the time, the protesters of Standing Rock. And also came out with a t-shirt design that you could buy and the proceeds would go towards supporting them in some way. After that, we had the band Wild Run with their cover of Shiner Song, and that is a traditional Texas Czech polka anthem. And basically what happened was they had a Kickstarter, I think it might have been 2015, but one of the backers, they got to choose what song, or basically pick a song for the band to perform, and one of their Kickstarter backers, Chris Paris, chose the Shiner Song. And it was the metal rendition. Again, it's a traditional Texas Czech polka anthem. And they made a note that it was a welcome change of pace to do a song this fun. So thank you, Chris, for your request. Cheers. So that was that.
That's so fun.
And then we just had the latest from, or not, one of the latest songs from Killswitch Engage again, Strength of the Mind. And
yes.
Matt, I'm going to have to, before we get into this week in metal history,
yeah,
I'm going to need you to talk so I can bring up another song, because our conspiracy theory of 2016 is that this is very similar to another band, which
yeah, it is.
Matt's going to talk
mysterious.
While I bring it up.
Mysterious. I was going to say, if I had the opportunity to do a Kickstarter to make a band play something, I would make Killswitch do, you know, did you ever see the Mummers Parade in Philly?
I have not.
Okay, so the Mummers Parade is basically like a, I think it's a New Year's thing, or it's basically like just a bunch of people dressing up real weird and just dancing. But it's like a polka, and it's like, but then the guy could be like, anyway, we're here to break. All right,
so
the president called Alex Jones from InfoWars because of his hot conspiracy theory scoops.
So again, this
so
is
expecting
this
a
is
call
the beginning.
From
this is the beginning of what we just played
yeah,
again. So
yeah,
ready?
Think about it. Right. Yeah. Listen.
And now we're gonna play this song from another band. See, so this is a video. I don't know if the music starts right away.
No, it doesn't, because they have to...
All right, we got ready. It's coming.
Walk out in weird clothes. Oh, that's so cute.
Wait for it.
Oh, yeah.
Wait for it. Here we go.
It's just through a filter.
There it comes. Here.
It is the save.
No yuck noise. So again, compare that right there to...
Go back. Yeah. Now go back. Now play them both at the same time. Have both tabs open.
Hold on.
Mashups.
Uh-oh. Are we glitching here?
Yeah, we crashed the computer. Anyway, the
computer
idea is...
This take is so brutal.
This take is so brutal that the internet doesn't want us to know it.
Wait.
Anyway, Baby Metal...
Baby Metal's karate.
And Strength of Mind
by Killswitch Engage
is the same.
The same opening riff.
The same opening riff.
Which we have discovered.
Riff that.
Both songs came out this year.
Which came out first?
This is like Hunger Games and Battle Royale.
Battle Royale.
Being the same from the
no,
same countries.
But you know what? I got to throw this out there. Not the same. Battle Royale is just gross and depressing.
Kind of Hunger Games is too.
Is it? But yeah. It's like, it's not like, I don't know. Battle Royale is just weird. Like, Hunger Games is also weird, like, premise-wise, but it feels like, oh, that's, like, a non-existent place, but it was, like, Battle Royale was like, no, just kill each other in the woods or whatever.
I mean, Hunger Games are kind of killing each other in the woods, but,
no, but
anyway,
I don't know how to explain
anyway,
it.
Let's get to this.
Welcome to This Week in Metal History.
Look, we're out here breaking scoops. Baby Metal ripping off. I'm gonna say Killswitch heard that Baby Metal song and they did the riff.
I mean, that Baby Metal band, I forget, the something band, the comma band, what are they called? The something?
I don't know, like the backup
but
guys.
But they're legit, they shred.
No, totally. Anyway, I don't want to get everyone too psyched up because This Week in Metal is unbelievably good. This is the week, December 12th through the 18th. Stuff that I found, stuff that I think is interesting, in the history of metal?
Commie band.
Commie band. King Kami.
Sorry.
From Dragon Ball.
Yes. Everything goes back to Dragon Ball.
December 12th, 1981. My favorite band that I've basically rediscovered this year, Venom, comes out with their debut album, Welcome to Hell. The sound of the album
is that for 2016?
It's, yeah. So December 12th, 81, Venom, everyone's favorite super early, I guess, black metal, I guess, thrash metal, kind of doing whatever they wanted. This album, very dark, and the sound's very rough, so that's why a lot of people credit it to the kind of DIY black metal style, and the guys from Venom were like, we thought it was a demo? That's why the drums sound so bad? I'm going to play In League with Satan, because it's fantastic. Listening to this with your backwards vocals, which are playing right now, like the... is like one of the things that got the Tipper Gore et al. Pretty scared. Yep. And we're like, we need to make rules for albums, because these Venom boys are literally just reading the Satanic Bible backwards. But I feel like other bands got more heat than they did, because I feel like they were actually just trying to be maniacs.
Yep.
Anyway, this spurred me on to do a little bit more research, and I ended up buying a book about the satanic panic of the 80s, of like people blaming Satanism for like a host of awful crimes that were actually just crimes.
Was the West Memphis 3 about
yes,
that?
Yes, the West Memphis 3, where like folks were just taking raps, and then the popular narrative was, it was like, oh, it's Satanism. I'm like, no, and then like most of the stuff was just not true, just bad police work. Anyway, the it sounds amazing.
It is.
This is In League with Satan by Venom. It's fantastic. Merry Christmas. December 12th, 1976, Kiss guitarist Ace Frehley is electrocuted on stage in Florida. He is they're doing like an outrageous set where they're like getting lowered from the rafters, and so they're lowering them down, and it's a whole metal system, so they're lowered down into like metal cages.
Okay.
And so he's playing, and he has a roaming guitar, a radio guitar, and he's just walking around the stage, and he grabs the metal bar to like shout at the crowd and do fun stuff, electrocutes himself on stage. Like the reports at the time were like, you could see smoke coming out of him. So he falls down. They take him backstage because it's the 70s and they don't like take him to the hospital, which is where he should have went. He sits backstage. The guitar tech does some of the songs because the show must go on.
Right.
And he comes back at the end of the show to finish out. Severely electrocuted, Ace Frehley blames he still had some residual pain in his left hand because he electrocuted himself. And he wrote this song, Shock Me, about being electrocuted. And it's not as aggressive as I thought it would be for almost dying. It's like very subdued. And if I almost died of being electrocuted, my song would be a little bit gruffer. I'd be a little bit sadder. So that's December 12, 76. He made it. Ace Frehley's still out there. I feel like Kiss is still on tour somehow. Is that true?
I have no idea.
It's true.
You know, I cannot tell you anything about Kiss.
I'm here to say it's true. Kiss is fine.
The most exposure to Kiss I've had was the Role Models, that movie.
What about Detroit Rock City?
Nope.
What? Detroit Rock City, fantastic teen comedy of the mid-2000s.
There was also the Kiss Demon.
Hey.
Speaking of sweet
wrestling.
Speaking
of 2000 Nitro, I probably saw the Kiss Demon last night when I fell asleep. Hey, Matt. Speaking of bands you like and people you like, guess whose birthday it was on December 13th, 1948?
I mean, I just love so many people. Oh, man.
Ted Nugent's birthday, Uncle Ted's birthday, December 13th, 1948. Ted Nugent, living jerk, human embodiment of the Trump movement before he even realized he'd be the president. Ted Nugent's hanging out on the side of a helicopter shooting elk on his preserved campground.
I believe it was the Insane Clown Posse once wrote, an F Nugent, like anyone gives an F. You like to hunt a lot, so F and what?
Ted Nugent, December 13th, 1948. Happy birthday, Uncle Ted. He is 67 years old. December 15th, 2008. Metallica releases the single All Nightmare Long. A classic song for
fantastic.
Putting in WWE trailers.
It's also an awesome, sweet video.
It's a sweet video. Metallica. Yeah, All Nightmare Long. I'm just going to play a little clip of it. I don't know if I can pull it up for crying out loud. Here we go, baby. Yeah, great video. Fantastic video. Out of... not my favorite, obviously, on that album, because it wasn't my lifestyle determines my death style. I don't want this play. There it is.
Listen, Joe's. This whole song's badass. Although, it's a good song. I will say, I think that the problem with this album is that it led to what all the critics said this year. It was kind of like what happened with Slipknot, where like they surfaced with like a good song and then made a comeback, and then people wanted their album to be really good, and it got really overhyped and overrated. And I think this happened with Metallica too.
I honestly like Death Magnetic though, in retrospect, more than I know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like Death Magnetic set the stage for what's it called this year, and
Hardwired,
and everybody loved it.
Yeah.
It's like it's not that good of an album.
Also, what was fun about Death Magnetic, I remember when this came out, was this is like the kind of the height of Guitar Hero, which I think we talked about a couple weeks ago. And Guitar Hero was getting the masters of songs. And when Death Magnetic came out, it was ultra compressed.
Okay.
Because that was like a big thing, and it's still a thing with like a lot of metal albums, is to make everything louder and like to make the drums hit harder. They like literally compress the sound waves essentially, so that they're like, and so the CD of Death Magnetic, which this is, sounds different. It sounds less true than the Guitar Hero version of it, because it was the actual master and they didn't compress it for the game. So a lot of people were ripping their like PlayStation 2 or PlayStation 3 DVDs and like putting them on CDs because it actually sounded better. Huh. I think even Metallica said, like, yeah, it actually sounds better on Guitar Hero.
Metallica now streaming on iTunes, on Napster.
Now streaming on Napster. Iron Mask, December 16th, 2011, neoclassical power metal band.
Ooh,
formed by members of Yngwie Malmsteen. Releases their fourth studio album, Black as Death. Extremely clean sounding album, as you would imagine from former members of Yngwie Malmsteen. This is their song, Blizzard of Doom. Yeah, it's like the most math. Like you can see the numbers flying off this guy's guitar as he plays it. Oh my god. December 14th, 2010. 2016, also a sad year for obviously celebrity deaths.
Right.
I thought Lemmy died in 2016. It was 2015, which is the only saving grace of 2016 is that Lemmy died last year. December 14th, 2010, Motorhead releases the album The World Is Yours. Umlaut over the W, or over the O, excuse me, and The World Is Yours. So I think it's World. The World Is Yours. December 14th, 2010, Lemmy wrote the album, as he does. It's a dedication to the late Ronnie James Dio, who had passed away 7 months prior to this album coming up. This is Outlaw off of December 14th, 2010's release of The World Is Yours by Motorhead.
You know what that sound like? Every other Motorhead song.
What? Get out of here! You guys didn't see this because this is a radio, but I just threw a whole trash can at Matt because he's made fun of Motorhead. All Motorhead songs sound the same in that they're all good. Matt, I have excellent news for you. Are you prepared for excellent news?
I can never be this prepared for excellent news that you were bringing.
December 16th, 2009 was the release of Unarmed. The best of the 25th anniversary of Halloween. Much like Metallica's S&M album.
Like we just regressed a month and a half to
that. We've gone back to Halloween. Much like Metallica's S&M album, they just decided to play in front of an orchestra. And it sounds ridiculous. This is Halloween. This is actually the Keeper's Trilogy, which is a thing that they had go through all their albums, which is that pumpkin head man who, like, punches down the wall in Walls of Jericho or whatever.
Okay.
And so it's basically a story about that guy. And this song, Keeper's Trilogy, is 17 minutes long, and I did listen to it many times. The guitarist, Marcus Grosskopf, loved this album. He said it was super fun to play with an actual huge symphony and, like...
Is it a chorus?
There's a chorus. It's like everything. There's a huge chorus. There's a symphony orchestra. There's a whole string section, brass section. They toured like this. It was a thing that I think after, I mean, this is like 2009. It was just like they wanted to get back in there and do something. So the studio or the record label was like, well, we'll put out some of your hits, but like let's do them up. Like, how he's so good. So Marcus Grosskopf loved it. He's like, I loved it. It was like, he played the bass like an actual big, giant stand-up bass instead of his electric bass. Unfortunately, the vocalist, Andy Deris, was super mad and hates this album. And I feel so bad because I'm like, oh, I love this album. And he said that basically the record label forced him to do it. And he's like, it felt good to like do the songs and show these people that I don't need to hide behind the crunchy guitar because I'm an excellent singer. But it felt like it was something I didn't want to do. And he said that if he wanted to be an acoustic artist, he would have never picked up an electric guitar.
Wow.
And he's like, it's, he had some choice words about it that I actually can't honestly say. He said, if you wanted to do that in the first place, that would have been the intention of my music. My heart beats for, but it is not. So anyway, this is Halloween. It's an amazing album. I think you should get it. Don't listen to the lead singer. That is your metal history for December 13th through the 18th.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you. And now for the week coming up in metal and punk. Very short list, as you can see here, Matt. This it's the end of the year. It's holidays. There's not a lot going on. But tonight, you can see, it is night 4 of Street Dogs Wreck the Halls. They will be playing once again with the new Darkbuster, as well as Ascend Ascend. That's a band that we played on the show before. Great Scott tonight has a benefit for Planned Parenthood with Great Lakes USA, Yanni Gordon, FO, and Planet of Adventure. Tomorrow, Monday, December 19th, you know what? You can see Bedtime Magic, Governor, Bad Deals, and Michael Maloney. I believe that is at Midway Cafe, but I forgot to paste the venue in.
That's where it is.
Double check that. Wednesday, December 21st at the Sinclair, it's Unearth with Worshipper, Soul Remnants, and Swivel. The award-winning, the BMA-winning Worshipper.
Wait, Matt, am I still plugged in?
For your aux?
You want some background music?
We have background music going.
Do you want background music?
We can. Go for it. We're about to end the segment, but that's fine.
Hey.
O'Brien's Pub. On Wednesday, it's the Grey Skull presents the 4th anniversary show with 4-year anniversary show with Aneurysm, Upheaval, Black Mass, and Suffer on Acid. Thursday, December 22nd at the Sinclair, it is Therefore I Am, it's their reunion show, along with the Heavies and Actor Observer. And that's the concert calendar for the upcoming week. Still to come on the show, we will do a general 2016 interview, and then later next hour we'll be doing jumping into some metal lists and getting angry at everybody.
A lot of lists this year.
A lot of lists.
Abath or Abath. Abath
taking on, he would be taking my awards.
Taking Abath as number 5 on all these lists.
Taking Abath. You know, that was nice. There it is.
So black Christmas metal Christmas album that I found.
But speaking of Abath jokes, when in grad school we had to write a joke of choice on a homework assignment one time. And so I went with the tried and true, how do you wash up corpse paint?
Take a bath. And then
the TA just wrote WUT, like what?
And then like, people shut the door on you, and they slowly left.
But I was
That's the thing
failed that class
with not true cult.
Not really.
It's not a true cult.
There wasn't true cult. It was not true cult nutrition.
That's true.
All right, we are going to play the rest of the punk songs now that we have for the show. Obviously, we had an election.
Ugh.
So punk music likes to thrive during the political times. So we have two songs for you. First is a band Disaster Strikes, who recorded a song with one Jello Biafra of Dead Kennedys fame.
Yep.
And it is called In the Age of Corporate Personhood.
Sure.
And then we'll be playing some Mickey Rickshaw, which, again, going in with the tragedy that's 2016, this song, at the time, they had listed that the estimated number of deaths from the Syrian conflict was 200,000. And actually, at the time, that's when they wrote the song. And then at the time it was released, that death count had doubled. And of course, with what's going on in Aleppo now, I'm sure that it is probably at least tripled by now. So first we have Disaster Strikes featuring Jello Biafra. Then we have some Mickey Rickshaw, Nonprofit Warfare. And then we'll be getting back into the metal. We'll be back with our 2016 in review show. You're listening to Brutal Brunch at WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. Streaming live on WMFO.org.
So it is written, and so it will be. Henceforth, corporations shall have the rights denied to you and me. Bestowed unto them shall be a life worth more than human life itself. Liberty from regulation, investigation, or prosecution. And the pursuit of power without regard for human suffering. Bow your head. Pray in the direction of all. Corporations will now lead us in prayer. Our corporations, which are infallible, hallowed be our trade. Our kingdom has come, our will be done. The prosper that's approved by the markets. And forgive us our treason, as we vilify those who speak against us. Lead us not into equality, but deliver them into more poverty. For ours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory of the 1% forever.
Warfare. tragedy harrowing. And so we left this rubble land that buried our relations, set our foreign nation across the salty sea. Hush, little Sarah, don't close your eyes tonight. We've got to cross before the morning light. Border guards may chase us, prisoners they'll make us. The Western world can sing without a care. It's non-profit warfare. Pulled you farther, I lost you to the water. And as the ocean pulled you farther, I lost you to the water. Can you smell the gasoline? A love boat city's burning. Nobody's learning from a bloody history. Can you hear the screams of a bleeding generation across a bleeding nation? 200,000 sleep. Hush, little Sarah. Don't close your eyes tonight. We've got to cross before the morning light. Border guards may chase us, prisoners they'll make us. The Western world can sleep without a care. It's non-profit warfare.
If you want to stay alive this holiday season, when you drink, plan not to drive. We'll tell you the reason. You could lose your license and end up doing time. Pay thousands of dollars to in lawyer's fees and fines.
This holiday season, if you plan to drink, plan how to get home safely. Designate a driver or call a cab.
Make a plan before you go, when your head is clear. Don't wait till you've had eggnog, hot wassail, or beer.
Brought to you by the Texas Department of Transportation.
Great video from Gozu just hanging out in some guy's apartment.
There you go.
With posters of themselves in the background.
That was Gozu.
So Boss.
Off their latest album, Revival, and that was Nature Boy. And we played them because Gozu this year, they signed to Blacklight Media / Metal Blade Records. So congratulations to those guys.
Totally.
Awesome band. Good stuff happening for them. And again, that was Nature Boy off Revival. Before that, we had Bacterial Husk with Exalted Through a Vanish Prime off of Agnosia of Omens. And simply played that one because we got some feedback on Twitter that that was just a great band name and a great song name.
So, it's good.
I wanted to revisit that. Before Bacterial Husk was Mickey Rickshaw with Nonprofit Warfare about Aleppo and Syria. Released in November, and obviously very timely with what's going on this week.
Yeah.
And then
me and Matt just screaming about proxy wars.
Yep. And we kicked off that set with Disaster Strikes in the Age of Corporate Personhood featuring Jello Biafra, and that was off their 2016 album In the Age of Corporate Personhood. Mm. So that was the title track from that one. And now we're going to switch the order of what we were going to do, and we're going to talk about some metal year-end lists here.
Yes.
Just because I want to just point out, because I feel like sometimes punk kind of gets pushed to the side on the show.
Sorry.
Because we have a metal history and now we're doing metal lists. But no, but that's partly just because it's so much easier, because like there's a defined genre for metal and there's a lot more publications putting out metal lists. There's like, you have to go to the fringes of the internet to find good punk lists. I think, not Noisy, but something, Consequence of Sound had a good punk countdown. But anyway, we're going to go through metal lists. It's also easier to make fun of websites like Revolver, which I'll just touch on real quick before we jump into Rolling Stone.
Do you want to describe how we're doing the list, like how we're ranking the three lists?
Oh, okay. So we're going to do all three. Okay.
Or
so
like,
yes, we are going to grade the list based on how high a bath is placed. Because would you say that's your favorite album in the year or just because you like a bath?
It's a really good album. I obviously love a bath. Yeah. I just like that guy. And it's like...
As you'll see in the Black Metal Song of the Week.
As you'll see in Black Metal Song of the Week. No, totally. Like, I'm like super happy that he came out and is like still doing stuff and is like still that guy and can do it without... You know, everyone else from Immortal, and that is just like, oh no, you have a lot of talent too. Like, it's not just like, you're not just the face of a band, you're like a talented guy.
Face of a genre.
You're like a face of a genre.
That was a rather acrimonious split, wasn't it?
Sad.
So,
sad! Exclamation point.
Coming in a distant third would be Revolver.